We talked about it at length when it happened here a few days ago, a split decision from the United States Supreme Court on vaccine mandates. The first ruling, 6-3, eliminated any mandate for companies with 100 employees or more, but the second one upheld vaccine requirements and mandates for healthcare workers, a split decision to say the least. What does it mean for business in Michigan? What does it mean for small hospitals? Here to help me sort it out, Wendy Block, the VP of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Wendy, these are important decisions. They have a lot of impact and a lot of relevance and consequence, I think it's fair to say, for businesses and for the healthcare system. Good to have you. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah, so you're right, Steve, and good morning to you. The ruling last week was a huge relief to private businesses who are on edge about the Biden administration's unprecedented attack on employer rights and uncertain about how they would or could implement OSHA's sweeping and logistically complicated vaccine or test mandate. And so, as you said, the court kind of slapped OSHA's hand on the vaccine or test mandate. But of course, the vaccine mandate on healthcare workers that's being done through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare has been allowed to go into effect. And so those workers will have to get a shot in the arm by January 27 unless they have some sort of exemption. They are compliant or they get their application accepted for an exemption.
Right.
So a bit of a split decision, but for private sector employers, this was really good news, and we feel the court got it right.
For private sector, yeah, and I started reading quite quickly, Wendy, you probably did as well, that businesses were rolling back any, you know, rules they had put in place because, I mean, it's no secret. Getting enough employees to make most businesses run is a real challenge right now. And in complicating that in any way was dangerous for a lot of these businesses because they're basically skating on the thin ice of, you know, bankruptcy, a lot of them. Because if you can't get your job done, whatever it is, it puts you in a bad place. So a lot of these companies immediately rolled back these mandates and requirements at their companies, didn't they?
They sure did. And, you know, I think some of them are still kind of reviewing what they were planning on doing and saying, does it make sense? We, of course, are going to continue to be a strong advocate for vaccines and the necessity of maintaining thoughtful safety protocols in the workplace. But not all workplaces are the same, right? There's different demographics amongst your workplace with your customers, right?
Sure.
And so businesses are going to be looking at these things and saying, what is the right decision for me, my employees, my customers? So some very well may move forward with a vaccine mandate. That is their prerogative, but many will not. And we think that now we're back in a spot where we should have been to begin with, which is that these decisions firmly belong in the workplace between an employer, an employee, and a union, if there is one.
You know, I want to go back in defense of Michigan business because we've talked about this a number of times on the program. I think you and I have as well. And that is businesses in Michigan, in fact, all over the country, were already moving toward, you know, safety protocols and cleaning and making sure their place of business were safe prior to any mandates handed down by governors. Like the Whitmer administration, you know, came down hard and doing shutdowns of different businesses, even though those companies, many of them, were already well on their way to making the place of business as safe as possible because it's in their best interest to do so. And so I thought it was unfortunate, the kind of crackdowns we had early. I think the Supreme Court made the right decision here because these companies know what's best for them, don't they?
They do. And, you know, to their credit, the Whitmer administration has said that they're, despite the fact that they could, they are not going to move forward with a vaccine mandate in the state. The governor has acknowledged that even as the state itself, as an employer, that this was going to create many issues with workers deciding to leave their jobs in favor of places that didn't have the mandate in place. And so, you know, we feel very strongly that the Whitmer administration maybe has learned from some of its past mistakes and decided here they're just going to let the page turn.
Well, and I think that's good news. Now, we've only got a couple of minutes here, but what about the other side of this coin? And that is hospitals, small hospitals. We already have a shortage of healthcare workers. We know because National Guard members are being brought in. Michigan's one of the states where Joe Biden is directing federal resources. These smaller hospitals were already in financially tight situations because of everything that was shut down in 2020. That made them tighten their belt already. And now if they lose more employees, a lot of these small hospitals, from what I've told talking to people there, it's going to be a real challenge to keep their doors open. So this is a problem. And those are employees that could find themselves on the street, whether or not they get a vaccine, or if they get a vaccine, if the hospital or small clinic shuts down, it's painful to people, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And I think it's a concern, especially what you talked about with the rural areas. And we know just demographically, some of our rural areas have not as high a vaccination rate amongst their population. So this could put a significant strain on those hospital systems. And I think they're scrambling to figure out what they need to do because, as I said, you know, these workers have to have a shot in the arm by January 27. The clock is ticking on these sorts of things. And of course, I believe those systems have probably communicated to their employees. But as we've seen, as different employers have rolled these out kind of their own volition, that many employees say, sorry, not going to do it. And they're willing to quit even six-figure jobs over the fact that they don't want to get vaccinated. So there's kind of some real questions about whether or not the Biden administration's policies on vaccines are pushing people to do what they want them to do, which is to choose to get vaccinated. People just are really still vaccine hesitant and vaccine resistant.
They are, and people have a lot of questions still. And you know, there have been a lot of different answers. So there's been a lot of confusion, which leaves people not sure what they should do. Wendy, we'll leave it there for today. A split decision with the Supreme Court. Good for some, not so good for others. But hopefully we're on the road to recovery here in Michigan, both financially and from the pandemic. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more at michamber.com. Michamber.com. You should be a member if you're not and you're a business owner. Michamber.com. We'll be right back.